Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning the journey through the season of Lent together. What a great time of the church year. Such an important time for all of us. I think it always is an important time for the church and for each of us individually. I'm entering it myself this year just so aware of the condition of the church at this time, and the condition of my own life, but also the condition of the church, and the need more than ever for us as a body of people to go after the central themes and the central, really heartfelt orientation of this season of Lent, to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, to enter this season with a holy fear of God. Now, that term can scare people, like fear, because it's important for us. It's such an important thing, the fear of God, for us to have. It's a spiritual gift. We talk about it a lot in confirmation. It's one of those things, and it's what rightly orders us to the majesty and the greatness and the power of God, and the realization that we exist because he holds us in existence, and that he made us for a purpose, and that we're meant to live in that purpose. And it's really, really serious if we don't, and it's serious if we do in the right kind of way, and that we're all going to appear before the judgment seat of God at some point, and that life on earth is filled with meaning, and there's profound responsibility on each and every one of us to respond to God's command and God's way of looking at the world and reality. Because if we don't, the teaching of Jesus is very clear. The teaching of the apostles is very clear. There's eternal consequences to not responding to him. But the church gives us today powerful readings first from Deuteronomy, God's word to Moses and the people of Israel. And then, of course, the teaching of Jesus himself. We're going to look at both today. But before I do, I just want to remind you, I'm offering at the end of this program, I have been offering this past month, Ralph Martin's book, Mary's Mission, Our Response, free booklet. Tomorrow will be the last day we're going to offer it. I'm going to offer a new one starting next week called His Unfailing Promises. I'm going to take a deep look into the promises of God and how we can live by, how we're meant to live by, and to be strengthened and to believe in the promises of God for our own life. But that'll come next week. I don't want to confuse anybody. So if you'd like this booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, Mary's the perfect model of what the church is after in leading us in the season of Lent, of how to walk in humility and offer ourselves totally to the Lord, the love of God, love of neighbor, and into the mission fully of the church. So I also want to encourage you to, if you didn't have a chance to tune in the program so far this week, to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs right there. Or the best thing to do is just go to our website. You can see the app, our Renewal Ministries app. Just download that onto your phone. It's free. And you can listen to my program, Sister Ann's programs, our television shows. You can go onto the website anytime you want. It's all there. It's available for you. It's free. I encourage you to spread the word among your friends too. If you're being blessed by Sister Ann's program, my program, whatever we're doing, just spread it to people. Help us evangelize. Help us get the word out, because it's such an important time in the life of the church. Well, let's jump into Deuteronomy chapter 30. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom." These are such Lenten words and Lenten perspective. It's Moses is touching on the two ways. It's the same thing Jesus touches on. It's what the Psalms today, our Psalm reading today, will touch on. Friends, there's only two ways. That's it. There's the way to life, and there's the way to death. God is life. Being united to God, walking in God, walking in him, living in him the way he commands us to, is the key. It will lead to eternal life. It'll lead to blessing here on earth. Blessing in the ways God blesses his people. Life and prosperity, death and doom. Moses continues, "If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy." So God is showing us something through the people of Israel and the call on the people of Israel, God's chosen people. we see something of God's fundamental economy and plan. God wants a people. God desires relationship with those he created and bear his image. It began with Israel. It started there. They were the sign. They teach us what God desires for the whole human race, for every human being ultimately to walk in the way of life and not in the way of death, for every human being to come into the commandments of God, to walk in his ways and to love him, and love him through obedience, saying yes to him, receiving his commands as gift, as a blessing, because they're meant to bless us. You know, the temptation we have in the minds of so many people today is, oh man, they're just a burden and they take away all the fun out of life. It's such a buzzkill and I just want to be free from all that. It's a total misunderstanding of who God is. The commandments are a total misunderstanding of who we are and where we're going to actually find happiness. So Moses goes on, if, however, you turn away your hearts and won't listen, but are led astray, and you adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. Jesus teaches just like this, but even more in a more penetrating and even clarifying way. We have a choice to make. We have responsibility. We will be held accountable. We will shape our lives one way or another. And God couldn't be clearer to us that there's two ways. We want to blur those. You know, there's light and there's darkness. The temptation is to live in the twilight. I want as much of this world as I can possibly have. The orientation can also be Father talking to a priest. Tell me what minimum thing I have to do to get into heaven. We're not looking to have a radical heart that's completely set on God as our first priority and saying yes to whatever pleases him. We often look for the minimum. Yeah, I have to go to confession once a year. You know, whatever these minimums are. And that's a bad sign. If that's where we are, I mean, the fallen heart, the flesh in us is tempted to say yes to that kind of an orientation to life. But that's part of the sin sickness that's in us. It distorts us. And we think actually letting go of these idols, you know, our money, our desire for honor, for pleasure, the constantly thinking about ourselves, for entertainment, personal comfort, all those kinds of things, me, that somehow it's going to make me happy. It's terribly enslaving. And it's just the opposite. But if we listen closely to the word of God and obey it, it'll lead us to what Moses is promising here, to life. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, Lent's a great time, friends, to ask ourselves the question, am I adoring and serving other gods? What has captured my heart? Where does my time, my talent, and my treasure go? Look at your credit card statement. Look at what you do with your time. It'll tell you something about what your priorities are. Moses continues, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you're crossing the Jordan to enter and to occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you, Moses said. I have set before you life and death, blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. What God began in the people of Israel, what God began in Moses, we know the story of the people of Israel. In some ways, it's our story. We know how far they fell from this high calling. They exemplify the best and the worst. But that's also what's in us. We hear the high call of God, and there's a battle within us. And God knows that. And what he's done in Israel, which is a type of the church, the one who walked in this is Jesus. Jesus became one of us to give to God what belongs to God. And in the process, he saved us. He's the one. Mary's son is the one who gave to God total fulfillment of his great commandment. And he was blessed and he was raised up and he's at the right hand of the Father and he has entered the promised land on our behalf, the second Adam. And from that place, he pours out mercy, forgiveness, the power of the Holy Spirit to live a new way of life. And he says, come with me, follow me. I will give you the strength you need. And this is the mission of the church. So again, I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God and heeding his voice and holding fast to him. Lord, in this season of Lent, may all of us, all who are listening, may we choose life. May we actually get real and make the choice and make it again and again. But it's important for us to make the fundamental choice if we haven't made it. But we have to make it every day, again and again. I want life. I want God. I want to walk in God. Have mercy on me, Lord. Help me with the power of your Spirit to love what you love. I still love myself in the wrong way, way too much. Inordinate self-love can dominate me at times, Lord. Lord, I want to get free of it. I want to be yours. I want to hold fast to you. I want to heed your voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I want to be one of those sheep, and I want to hear your voice, and I want to follow you. You're my shepherd. I trust you, my pastor, my Lord, my discipler, the one who leads me. So Moses continues, for that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that God, the Lord, swore he would give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this is a type of the ultimate promised land is in heaven. You will live for long. So the church begins with that reading and then goes right to Psalm number 1. Psalm 1 is the psalm, the great psalm of the two ways. Both Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 go together. Blessed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners. This is the way to happiness, blessedness. This is the happy life, is to delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it all day long. And then, of course, the gospel today from Luke chapter 9, Jesus said to his disciples, the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then he said to all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one who gains the whole world, yet loses or forfeits himself? Great meditation for us at the beginning of Lent. Jesus is dead serious about this. He's speaking directly to you and to me. Do you want to come after him? If so, deny yourself. It's like Moses. If so, choose life. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Come and enter my kingdom, which means you have to carry the cross each day. You have to be willing to say no to your flesh, say no to your own will, and set your heart on what pleases the Lord. You can gain the whole world, friends. You can have the full wealth of Silicon Valley. You can have every Super Bowl trophy from here to the end of the world. You can be the most recognized professor in the world. But guess what? If you die apart from this wisdom of following Christ, you're a total failure. And you will be eternally separated from God, who is the goal and meaning of your life. Friends, let's get serious about this season and help each other. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the Church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.